This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free. Join us here. Bring up anything that you want. As we launch into the second hour of the program, our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So we're going to get back into your calls and thoughts here, but just to bring you up to speed in case you're just tuning in, we did talk, and we didn't get through more than, I would say, a third of the full piece over at the Los Angeles Times about California National Guardsmen who had been re-enlisted with a hefty recruitment bonus back about a decade ago to when the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts were pretty hot and heavy,
yeah.
And they needed some troops. They offered like $15,000 or more enlistment bonuses, and now a decade later, the government is deciding that they want that money back, and they're demanding that those troops, those veterans, pay that money back. Even though, you know, they've had it and they've spent it. They got it a decade ago. It's long been spent since then, but now they're demanding it back. And so some people are mortgaging their home or getting a second mortgage or whatever. And just absolutely insane. It's just really hurting people. And they don't care because they're the government. And they don't care if they hurt you.
Well, you know, they pay lip service to it. It's like, oh, well, you know, this is terrible for these folks, but we got to do what we got to do.
Just doing our jobs. Let's continue here. That led to a larger conversation about government screwing people over, changing terms of agreements, like with Social Security and income tax.
The worst things in the world have been done in recent history by people who say, just doing our jobs.
For sure. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. First up, we got Ben. He's in San Jose, California, listening online to Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Ben.
Oh, hi. I wanted to ask what you think about, you know, everyone in the media already saying it's going to be obvious that Hillary's going to win. And do you think that would lower Democratic turnout and could potentially cause a surprise that would make Trump win?
So first off, anybody who counts Trump out hasn't been in the media for the last 18 months. This guy is the most resilient candidate we have ever seen in our lifetimes. It's amazing. Now, I'm not of the opinion that polls are generally wrong. I look at
I am.
Yeah, I know you are, buddy. But you know, the polling technology gets better and better every single year, and they're usually pretty close to right. So
that's not true at all. I mean, if you look at the Republican and Democratic primaries, the polls don't mean anything. The polls will say Jeb Bush is winning, and then they'll say somebody else is winning, and then they'll say somebody else is winning, and who ultimately wins, you don't know until people show up and vote.
That is a finger in the air for that moment. But they predicted Donald Trump to win. You know, like they were basically right within a couple of weeks of the election, each time with any of these polls. Yes, when they're 6 months out, they're not going to be right when the election occurs. They're right then.
They're only right for 1,000 people, and most of those 1,000 people have been selected via landline telephone. It's hard as hell to get somebody who's under the age of 40 to actually pick up a landline telephone. So I know they have methods now to call people on cell phones, but I still don't really know how often they're implemented or whatever. I question these polls. I think that you're not going to know who's going to show up on election day. They're only polling likely voters. But what about the people who decide they're going to show up? Now, I realize most states don't let you register at the polls. So in most places, you do have to have some thought in advance that I would like to vote this year. And, you know, you have to do it 30 days or 60 days register in advance. But there could be a large turnout this year of people who previously had not voted simply because they see this as an opportunity to vote for an underdog or vote for somebody who's in outside of the establishment. And by the way, I don't support either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. Just for record.
So Trump had managed to pull during the primary a lot of people who had never voted in a primary primary before, mm-hmm. hadn't voted in a primary in a very long time.
Right.
And
they're going to show back up.
Yeah, those people are going to, the people that voted for him are going to show back up. And then there's probably a bunch of people, I'm just guessing, all right? But there's a lot of guys out there that'll say, yes, dear, that's right. Donald Trump is a big, fat, boorish man with a terrible haircut. That's right, honey. And then on election day, they're going to vote Trump. Mm-hmm. I mean, Trump is running away with males. Males of all color, by the way. If just men voted, Trump would win by a landslide.
Well, that's not going to happen. There are plenty of
women. No, I'm just saying, if they did, yeah. Interestingly, college-educated men go for Trump. I mean, men go for Trump. And I enough women do, too. So I'm not going to claim to know what's going to occur in 2 weeks.
Aren't the polls showing, I mean, as you like the polls, aren't recent polls showing them tied up?
No.
That's what the Drudge Report showed this week. Now, obviously, they're biased.
I'd love to see it, because everything I'm seeing at this point, basically that 11-year-old tape or whatever it was of Donald Trump saying, I grab him in the crotch area, that one, that one kind of, that really sort of messed up the momentum of the campaign. He was eating up that difference, but it's not looking quite that way at this point. Now, I do believe much of this internet outage stuff that's going on is likely Putin attempting to, show how much he really dislikes Hillary. I think the possibility of a conflict between the U.S. and Russia exists if Hillary Clinton gets in office. And that scares me, gotta say.
Here's a headline from the 19th of this month, just 3 days ago. An IBD TIPP presidential tracking poll shows Donald Trump, just before the debate, had 1.3 percentage points ahead of Hillary Clinton, 41.3% to 40%, in a four-way matchup. I mean, that's a dead heat. That's statistically
national.
Insignificant. It doesn't say it's any specific state. So yeah.
National polls are, not to say not useful, but they are of mitigable use. I'm much more interested in polls that go state by state, mm-hmm. swing states. I mean, places like Virginia and Georgia are swinging when they should not be swinging.
Ben, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, yeah, I thought that, a lot of people have been saying that, oh, we need someone like Marco Rubio for the Republicans because he's going to get more of the Hispanic vote. But I always thought that the best bet for Republicans is to just appeal to white, in Trump's case specifically, white male voters will just turn out at probably record numbers.
Yeah,
and I don't understand why anyone would think that's the best bet or a good idea, why you would want to only try to appeal to one specific group.
Ethnicities are growing in this country, and Republicans have, est the bed, as it were, as far as ethnicities go. The fact is that prior to 9/11, most Muslims voted Republican. Prior to George Bush getting into office, prior to 9/11, Hispanics in Texas elected him as their governor by a landslide. They elected him as the president in Texas by a good portion. I mean, the fact is Republicans did fine among ethnicities prior to 9/11, and then they just lost their minds. Yeah. Everybody who's brown's going to blow us up. And I got to say, as a Republican, as an office holding Republican, thanks all you old scared people for ruining the party.
Thanks for the call, Ben. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. By the way, Mark, you asked for another poll from a state. Here's one. Just, again, random Google search here for Hillary and Donald tied. October 20th, the Cleveland Patch posted about a poll from Suffolk University. In the state of Ohio, has Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump tied at 45%.
I've got Real Clear Politics here that has Clinton 5 points over Trump in a national poll. Johnson with 6.5%.
Just depends on which 1,000 people they talk to. let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts. We go to Mike, listening in Bloomington, Indiana, to WIBC-FM. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, actually, I am, I work for the government, but on the side.
I'm sorry.
We'll keep your identity secret.
Well, post-divorce, I have the privilege of delivering food to college kids in Bloomington, which
thank you for your service.
Wait, that's a government job?
No, he's doing pizza.
No, that's my side job.
All right. Well, stand by. I figure you're calling for a reason, so hang on, Mike. We're going to bring you back, and we'll talk to you. And you can join us here as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype in at username lrn.fm.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live and you can join us toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And tonight in the studio with you on this live Saturday edition, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Back to your calls here in a moment. Also want to let you know about the Health Excellence Select, which we've been discussing here on Free Talk Live. It's It's not health insurance. Health insurance does pay for treating sickness, but it doesn't give you anything for being healthy. And doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, HealthExcellenceSelect.com is a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? You can check them out now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. So we go to Mike, or back to Mike in Bloomington, listening to WIBC. Now, Mike, you said you work for the government. You do some food delivery part-time, but I'm not sure where you're driving with that. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a PM, and I manage funds. That's part of the thing. So I manage the project. I receive the funds, set them up, execute them. Now, those funds that they use for the incentive, those are one-year dollars. They're all good for a year. Okay, and the sponsor, the DOD, sent them to California to execute those funds. Once the funds are obligated and expensed, the sponsor doesn't care because the document's dead. Okay? So now, but if it gets overspent, the whoever received it has to pay it back. Okay, so
you're referring, just so our listeners who might just be tuning in know, you're referring to the story out of California where there's something like 10,000 members of the military or former members of the military who are now being told they got to pay back these funds that you're talking about, these enlistment bonuses of $10,000, $15,000,
$20,000. The key on that is they're reservists, okay? And so while they're active duty, while they're deployed, they are part of the DOD. When they're not deployed, they're part of the state militia, okay? Mm. So they're the National Guard. They're part of the state. State pays them when they're not deployed. So guess what? That's Jerry Brown doing that. Because it triggered a huge IG investigation. He would have had to at least initiate it, okay? And the fact that California is – oh, surprise – a progressive screws over military. Newsflash. You know, that's right along with the East. The sun comes up in the East. Okay? You know?
Okay. So, I mean, I can't argue it. You've worked for the government. I guess I'm not surprised.
Come on, that's not to say that the military hasn't screwed over their veterans on countless occasions. The Veterans Administration, of course, being one of the more noteworthy.
Yeah, I think that this is just another example of it's like, so this is the sort of the problem that I would want to point out from this story is there are hundreds of thousands of people listening to me right now that have this great brand loyalty to the federal government, governments generally, and those organizations are not worth your brand loyalty.
Mm,
yeah,
I agree.
The United States government is certainly better than, say, the Soviet Union or something. I'm not claiming that. I don't want, just because I like, don't think that you should, have brand loyalty to these really crappy service organizations doesn't mean that I think you should, we should all move to North Korea or anything. It's just that, they don't care about you.
Hey, guys, one other point that I wanted to make. Are you correct? Hey,
yep.
One of the things I used to do was information operations, or basically getting people to do stuff that they wouldn't normally do, using propaganda and their tools. Okay, and it's against the law to practice that on U.S. persons, by the way, for the DOD, just saying that. But regardless, what is going on now with our election is a 100% documented information operation in order to what is known as freeze the electorate. They're getting people to stop in place and not want to vote.
So is this
an intentional?
Are you referring to the Clinton campaign attempting to promote Donald Trump as the Republican candidate? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, no. Well, what's happening is we're focused on the P word instead of actual somebody that violated the law.
Sure.
Okay. And so we're focused on that, and they're doing a brilliant job of getting us to look, there when we should be looking here. You know, it's a great sleight of hand. So now the question becomes, why do they want to do that? They want to do that because of the open borders and, you know, basically execute what Soros is wanting. And the irony of this is that she's calling, you know, Donald Trump, and people are calling Donald Trump, you know, Nazis and things like that. And then clearly they
literally Hitler, as I've heard on Facebook. Literally Hitler.
Right. And which means that they never opened a history book. But because nothing says Tea Party like the National Democratic Socialist Workers Party. She's actually taking marching orders from a guy that helps put Jews in the train, in the train.
Yikes. So it sounds like she's projecting then. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yep. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Although I highly doubt that Hillary Clinton is going to eliminate the Border Patrol. That seems pretty unlikely. She's a politician. She's not going to cut the government. She's a Democrat. She's not going to cut the government. That's just
Obama's, deported more illegal aliens than the Bush administration did. Doesn't seem like they're looking to help anybody.
Let's continue here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Gail on the line listening to WIBC-FM in Indiana. Go ahead, Gail.
Hello.
Hey there.
I was an employee of the DOD, actually, for 26 years. I worked in military pay operations. When the National Guard and the Army Reserve, actually, sent troops to Afghanistan, they were supposed to roll those soldiers over onto the active Army. But they didn't do that. What they did was take them totally off of the rolls and then put them into the active Army. So when
I'm not
they,
sure I understand the difference.
Well, there
is. It's an accounting difference.
Okay.
What they did was separate them from the National Guard. Like, okay, they quit. They're no longer in the National Guard.
Okay.
And then put them into the active Army. When they did that, if that soldier had a bonus, it immediately put up a red flag. Hey, this soldier didn't earn his bonus. He
they didn't
got
stay
out.
In the whole...
Exactly.
I see.
So it caused that soldier to have a debt.
And now they're coming after him a decade later. Gail, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate the explanation. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. One of the California Guard officials in Sacramento says the system paid everybody up front. Then we spent the next 5 years figuring out if they were eligible. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow. New frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you may dial toll-free here. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, Bitcoin price shot up earlier today, jumped up about $30 from around 630 to 660. And it's now pushing up closer to $670 at the moment, depending on the exchanges that you're looking at. Bitcoin is an exciting thing. It's really worked out pretty darn well over the last several years. Came out in 2009, was released to the world as this open source currency that is not issued by any bank or any government. It's decentralized. It can't be hacked. It can't be taken down. It's just an incredible thing that you should take time to learn about. You can go to Bitcoin.com to learn more about Bitcoin. But there's some difficulty behind the scenes with Bitcoin. I mean, it's not a good thing that this is happening.
It's a squabble.
Yeah, it's a fight behind the scenes with the programmers trying to decide which direction Bitcoin should go in the future. And it may very well end up splitting in the future. Anyway, Roger...
stock split.
Right. Roger Ver is a friend of the show. He's also known as Bitcoin Jesus. He believes the greatest threat to Bitcoin comes from the inside. It's those people in the community who don't want to see Bitcoin grow. They're holding back the increase of the block size, and that's a technical discussion, but you know, if you want to learn more about it, Google it. A new Bitcoin client has recently been introduced, and it has an increased block size and is supported by Roger Ver. And recently, via BTC, which is the fifth largest miner in the world, switched exclusively to this new Bitcoin client, which is called Bitcoin Unlimited. After that, Bitcoin prices spiked 5%.
Could be a coincidence, but a lot of observers don't think so. Bitcoin should not be held back by a few. Learn more at bitcoinunlimited.info. I downloaded Bitcoin Unlimited. I'm running it here in the LRN studios, and it's been great so far. Bitcoinunlimited.info. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, you're welcome to call in about anything you want to discuss. This is Free Talk Live. We go to Janet, listening in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Janet.
Hello.
Hey,
I like to, one of you talked about the flag and what it represents, and I really like that part of your show.
The flag and what it represents?
Yes.
You mean the United States flag?
Yes, our flag. That's the only one I care about.
To me, it represents tyranny. It represents the federal government, which is a, you know, basically forcing people into obedience, forcing them into servitude.
You mean the states, or who are you talking about?
People
here?
And the states, all of the above. You know,
isn't that what all flags are about?
Sure, I don't support any governments anywhere.
What did you say it represents, the first
tyranny.
Word? Tyranny?
Yes.
That's ridiculous. And you two, you don't deserve a show on the air. Because
why not? Because you don't like our opinion?
No, of course not. I respect your opinion. It's that...
but people who don't like tyranny shouldn't be allowed to be on the air, is what you're saying?
See, you're going ahead and doing like Hillary, stretching everything into like a soap opera. I'm saying that tyranny, millions of people might disagree with you. Want to say that you have an opinion. But tyranny, I don't know, you probably went to the same college that teaches socialism, Marxism, and you adapted all this thinking from your
Not
college,
at all.
Right?
Nope, I'm against socialism and Marxism because that's tyranny, too. We have a socialist government. You know that, right?
Do you know much about, of course, and I hate it.
Do you love the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes, of course I do.
Did you know that was written by a socialist?
You know what else I'm talking about? I don't want to waste the people's time.
This isn't a waste of time at all. This is a talk radio. I'm interested in talking to you. Did you know that the Pledge of Allegiance that you love so much was written by a socialist?
I'm not judging him on being a socialist.
Well, why not?
There's many a part of being a socialist.
Usually a socialist means somebody who's willing to use the force. Usually a socialist is someone who's willing to use the force of violence of the state against people who don't go along with their plan. That's usually what a socialist will do.
You want to see some violence, tell me why Obama never let anybody speak. He's like a dictator.
Yeah,
he
is.
And I'm going to tell you what.
He doesn't run a talk show.
I voted for him. Then I hear out of his mouth when he wants to get that second term, he said, people are upset. I'm not going to take your Bibles. I'm going to not take your guns. But then those are for defense with legal citizens. The Democrats have always pushed that agenda.
I am not a supporter of Barack Obama. I don't support Barack Obama. I don't support George W. Bush. I don't want anything to do with the federal government. Shouldn't I be free to not have anything to do with the federal government and yet stay right where I am?
Of course you should. Of course you should. At one time, I was just like that. I'm going to say, I don't care whatsoever. Let everybody else decide. But this year, I voted for Obama. I thought he was a decent black Christian man. And I did not know he was a socialist till someone researched him, threw it out there, and then he admitted it. But he also admitted later he was a Muslim. No, America.
Muslim. I don't think so. I don't think he has said that at any point.
Yes, he did.
No.
Have you been?
That sounds like a vicious rumor to me. That sounds like an email forward.
He's not a Muslim. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. Yeah, he's not a Muslim.
You're wrong.
Nor would I care if he was.
That's
by all means, be a Muslim. Who
you
cares?
You think America would have put him in office if they knew he was Muslim? No,
they put President Kennedy in office and he was a Catholic.
Probably not.
No, you're probably right. He probably wouldn't have been put in because people are bigoted. You know, a lot of people are bigoted in the United States.
Bigoted.
Does that include you?
That's got nothing to do with it.
Are you a bigot?
When you talk about ISIS. No, of course not.
No?
But
so
maybe you are.
If you say you're
not a bigot, I can call you a million names. I could sit here and call you a dozen names. But that's a waste of time. That's cheap stuff. And your show is cheap. I watched
Janet.
You a lot of times. I remember now, you had a TV talk show. didn't you?
Did we? Mark, you had a TV talk show once upon a time. Janet's probably never seen it.
I did, but I'm just listening to Janet tear you up here.
It was on in New Hampshire.
Problem, by the way, when you take the hard lines that you take.
Now she's tearing me up. She's called me a socialist. She doesn't even know who she's talking to.
You haven't communicated
Nobody
to her what you believe.
You a socialist. I said if you were, there was different dimensions of socialism.
Mm-hmm. See, you and I don't support any of them. You're the one who voted for the socialist. I didn't.
Paycheck? Are you on another third-term Obama program? I think it sounds like it.
Nope. I don't deal with the federal government whatsoever. I want nothing to do with it. What do you like about the federal government, Janet? What do they do for you?
All you have is a cheap show.
Hey, Janet, what do you like about the federal government? What is it that they do for you? Oh, she hung up. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Now, this is the point that I'd like to make to Janet. So she has to insult the show, and that's where you take the low road, right? Like, just because one person on the show has a particular opinion, this is Free Talk Live. Mm-hmm. She would have never got that kind of time on any other radio program to call in and disagree with the hosts.
That's true.
And this is, you know, the reason we run this is for you to convince us we're wrong.
You're not going to convince me that it's wrong to leave peaceful people alone. That is not the reason I'm running this show.
To convince you. One of the two.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how discourse
that's not
is
the
how
reason
this is going
to
work.
The reason I run this show is to give people the opportunity to call in about anything they want. That's all. That's all Free Talk Live is. It's just a different show from that aspect. We happen to be libertarians, liberty-minded people, voluntarists, you know, whatever term you want to use. I prefer voluntarist, but I'll begrudgingly accept the term libertarian. So, no, definitely not a socialist. I believe in freedom. And to me, having a federal government around is anything but freedom. And I want nothing to do with these people.
The federal government,
all of them.
So if I get to answer the question, what I think about the flag, I think the flag means lots of things to lots of people. And that is in and of itself the problem. It is a banner of the government. You can't claim it's anything else. It says right in the pledge of the republic for which it stands. And the republic's a form of government, and it's talking about that. So, you know, I believe the United States federal government has become too big, too intrusive, just way too powerful. And that's a problem. Do I hate soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines? No, I don't.
No, I pity them.
But I think that they get used and abused.
Right.
And that makes me sad. It makes me sad that people are in an abusive relationship with Washington, D.C., and that's what I see flag worship as.
855-450-FREE. You said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
And you can join us here toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can get interactive over at freetalklive.com. You want to download archives of the show? Not a problem. They're all free, and they go back for a decade. You can just go and get as much Free Talk Live as you could possibly handle over at freetalklive.com. More than you could probably legitimately listen to in any decent amount of time is there for you. And it's all free. So go to freetalklive.com.
There are people who have heard every episode. They're out there.
I bet there aren't that many, but they are out there. We've been doing the show for 14 years now, Mark. We're coming up on our 14
years. What other show gives away all the episodes for free like that?
There has got to be somebody out there, but you know, as far as national radio shows, there aren't very many. I think we might be the only one. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. It's totally free. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we've got Eric. He's calling from the Mojave Desert. You're on Free Talk Live, Eric. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Talk to you guys, yeah. And are we, think?
Yep, we
got you. Go ahead.
All right, great. I'm crossing the desert, the Mojave Desert here, and we're the only station coming in. I thought I was listening to Anarchy Radio until you guys started talking about libertarianism. And I listened to the lady and her difficulties, but I appreciate what you guys are trying to accomplish. But when I look at maintaining and directing traffic in a nation of it's as complex as ours is with 300 and some odd million people and in the current world environment, what are some alternative structures that you can recommend to deal with just maintaining and
which area
viable?
Are we talking about? I mean, so if you look at any problem as the whole, you're not going to be able to solve it. I mean, you know, every cookie is eaten bite by bite. So which area do you think that the federal government? First off, can you and I agree that a good portion of the federal, state, and municipal governments can just divest themselves and shed the things they take care of, or do you think that the government is too small?
No, It's not that I think that they're too small. I just think they're too ineffective or too
right.
large.
They're terrible. It's a terrible organizational model. It's just
well,
awful.
I don't know that. I don't know. I'd agree with you that the
you think monopolies
model
work?
Itself is wrong. I just think that the staffing is pretty bad.
Well, I'm sorry. This
matter.
Is you, the staffing you get.
It doesn't matter. You can right, change
just,
the government bureaucrats. Wait a minute. Wait. You can change the staff out, and it doesn't matter. They've been changing staffs over the years, and the government still sucks. It's the incentives that are wrong.
Right.
It's the incentives
of
bad people.
We have a management problem.
Well,
management
I'm sorry.
Problem.
You have the same managers. Look, the Byzantine Empire.
But in a good democracy, you get the government you deserve. And if
No. You get the government you deserve in all forms, because people can always rise up and kill the people that are in charge. I mean, that's what humans have done throughout history. That's how this nation came about. They got so upset with our government, they finally started shooting bureaucrats in the face. And
well,
that's what happens. This is
in this case, it would be the wrong people to shoot in the face. I think you start looking at the oligarchs if you want to start shooting somebody in the face. Because
the oligarchs only take the reins of power because there are reins of power, sir.
I don't support shooting people in the face.
I don't either.
Point that
I'm
out.
Just saying that's what humans do.
I don't think that that's the solution here. But I agree, Mark, that the incentives are the problem. Look, you can have the best manager in the world. You can take the best corporate manager and put them into government, and it's not going to work because the government's incentives are backwards from business. You know, in the government, you get a budget every single year, and if you don't spend that budget, then you get a smaller budget the next year. So they have an incentive to spend more than their budget every single year.
I think that's oversimplifying it.
Okay, well, that's just part of it.
That's not really an oversimplification.
No,
the other thing is,
it's the truth. I've worked for the government.
You've got a macro issue, and it's full of a lot of little micro issues. I'm going to agree with you there.
Okay.
If you want to start with the financial
you agree that for the thousands...
that favors capital over labor, then now you can go deal with something. And if you would just start with the tax code, if nothing else, I think you could correct an awful lot of things and change and re-incentivize all kinds of behaviors.
That's absolutely true. I'd love to elect you as the president or God King of America, but the fact is you and I know that you're never going to be in charge. I mean, Al Gore ran, with this whole thing. He's like standing in front of a pallet full of tax codes saying, we've got to do something about this. He was this vice president for 8 years and nothing got done because nothing's going to get done.
At all. And no, that's what's so crazy about listening to anybody debate in a presidential election. I don't care if this one as crazy as this or anybody else. There's no president that has the power over a tax code. That stuff starts in the House of Representatives.
That's true.
You know, goes from there. And going back to the electorate, if you had an informed electorate that understood that, and it comes down to it, it's just math, that if they would start putting people in there that are supposed to manage the affairs of their state, their House of Representatives, the Senate, whatever, that if you start putting the right kinds of folks in there, I mean, the potential is there.
There's no way to get an informed electorate. I'm sorry.
Pardon?
It's just not possible. There's no way to get an informed electorate.
The electorate continues to re-elect incumbents.
Give me an alternative structure.
Oh, well, I'm going to tell you that here's not an alternative. Here's a structure you've got. The United States government and its satellite governments of the state have people for 13 years. 13
yeah.
years, and they still produce an uninformed electorate because the state is an inefficient model. A more efficient model would be people working voluntarily with each other to solve problems. So if you want to talk
right.
about school, the government runs the worst school in a given district in 99.99% of cases. They're almost, I mean, like a school that is as bad as a government school wouldn't exist
right.
in the free market.
Right, because
and
people
can
take
have their... And then you can have community schools which are small theocracy.
I don't care.
Fine. Somebody is teaching their
you can also have a hold on. You can also have a community school run by atheists. Okay? You can have any kind of school.
You can wind up having madrasas in America.
Who cares?
Well,
the madrasa is going to do a better job of creating an informed electorate than the government has. This is failure.
I'm a communitarian.
I understand. You're a commie.
What is a communitarian? What is a communitarian? Wait. What is that?
It's an anarchist.
No, I want him to define what a communitarian is. Please, I don't know what that word means.
Just what you talked about. It's how does a community organize itself to take care of itself? And the notion of volunteerism and or, paid for work, it's not a bad thing. But How does a community organize itself to take care of its health and wealth and so that it's the best thing that it can be? I mean, if you want to look at efficient structures, probably the most efficient structure are small villages, small tribes. Those are efficient economies, all right?
I fully support what you're saying.
The word economy comes from the Greek. It comes from the Greek oikonomos. It just simply means household management, how you take care of your pastures. And by extension, how does the community take care of itself?
Eric,
if you want to work up from that, then everything's fine. If you want to work up an election...
That sounds great, man. You know, that sounds great to me. As long as it's done consensually. As long as it's done consensually, I'm fine with the community organizing however they want to. But the problem with government, the problem with the state is they force their view of how things should be done down everyone's throat at the threat of violence. And they know that every single year they're going to keep getting money from everybody because they're too scared to not pay them. So they, since they know they're
the government, listen to me. The government is an organization that claims for itself a monopoly privilege of violence in a given landmass.
Yep.
When you can refute that, then talk to me about your social contract.
No, you're right. I'll go with you there. You're right. And that's
that's all it is. There's no social contract when you stick a gun in my face and say, you're going to do what I say, you're going to pay me what I want.
That's monopoly
not a social
on
contract.
You're
I didn't
right.
sign anything.
And you know what? Thank you, Eric, for your
no,
call
no,
tonight,
wait,
man.
Wait, wait, say what?
I said thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Look, the government is violence, and that's a problem. When it's violence being used against your friends and your neighbors and, you know, people who haven't actually harmed another person, people who haven't actually threatened harm against another, that's what the government does. That's how they fund themselves, year in, year out. And if you, as a business person, know that you have guaranteed funding year in and year out, then you're not as going to be as concerned with what the customers think. Oh, what's that? The police are killing people left and right? Well, you're not seeing any meaningful reforms because the police know they're going to get funded the next year, whether or not they put Officer So-and-so who raped or murdered somebody on suspension. They're going to be just fine.
Well,
their incentives are completely backwards.
So they have incentives, but their incentives are not as strong as they would be in a marketplace where you could choose a protection organization. What the police are is an organization that essentially keeps the peace in a given community. And the problem is that in many cases, officers who've been reprimanded over and over and over again, they don't really get meaningful punishments.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We still have a full hour to go here, which means plenty of time for you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind here. And by the way, you can Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. You can join us.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Via BTC is the fifth largest mining pool in the world by hash rate distribution. They recently announced they had officially mined their first Bitcoin Unlimited block on October 10th with a Coinbase size vote of 2 megabytes. Almost immediately after Via BTC's appearance at Roger Ver's free speech party in Milan, Italy, the pool announced they would be allocating 100% of their hashing power to mining Bitcoin Unlimited blocks. The team has confirmed they are running Bitcoin Unlimited. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.